Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's Devon here with the 7-Minute Job Interview Podcast, where we help young professionals advance in their careers, and we do so by answering your questions. In today's episode, we're talking about how to compete as an international graduate. Let's jump into it. How's it going, everybody? Once again, this is Devon with the 7-Minute Job Interview Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Now, look, I know I've been gone for some time. After the 300th episode, I decided to take a break. You know, we all should be in a position where, you know, we feel like we can be honest with ourselves and take that step back, take that break if needed, right? Only to come back stronger, better, and ready to do great things, right? And that's what it's about. So I took a small break after the 300th episode, but now we're back and we're going to go 7 days a week. Yes, that's correct. The 7-Minute Job Interview Podcast will be happening 7 days per week. So I'm going to be answering questions. So make sure you guys send those to me, okay? Come over to LinkedIn at DAYVONGODDARD. Make sure you come over, Devon Goddard. I really do appreciate you guys. Now, you know, as we all go through COVID and, you know, this unfortunate time, you know, I've been talking to friends more, whether that be texting more or through Instagram or GroupMe or what have you. And, you know, we've just been talking, and a lot of great things are happening. One of my friends, he just got his MBA. So congrats to my buddy for getting that MBA and really making things happen and taking his career to the next level, because ultimately that's what it's going to result in. And speaking of MBA, this podcast is actually sponsored by the Georgetown McDonough MBA program. Now, when you choose a Georgetown MBA, you can feel confident that you're getting a good return on your investment, right? And that's what it's about. It's about you putting in the effort and you getting something back. And that's exactly what this program is based around. And speaking of last year's graduating class, once again, which means it's happened before, secured impressive starting salaries with offers from top employers. And if you really want to take things to the next level, that's exactly what you have to encompass. You have to be in a position in which you can get in front of those employers. Those employers where you can get high starting salaries, great benefits, and put yourself in a position to succeed. And that's what the Georgetown McDonough MBA program offers. So make sure you guys check it out. You can explore the full-time or the flex MBA programs and discover how Georgetown McDonough can help you launch your career. Launch the career that you want, the career that you need to take you to where you want to be. So make sure you come over to georgetown.com/MBA. Again, that's georgetown.com/MBA. Now, that goes to say that you have to be competitive. You have to stand out from the crowd, because we're in the information age, right? We're in the age of information. We can pick up our phone and we can find any piece of information that we want. That's the age that we're in. So with information being so readily accessible, you know, there's unlimited knowledge that one can learn. So you have to make sure that you're staying ahead of the curve, right? You have to be competitive if you really want to take things to that next level. Now, I'm not saying be competitive in a negative way. You know, it can be friendly competition, right? You want to better yourself. You want to see other people succeed as well. That's possible, right? You don't have to tear others down to build yourself up. But anyway, when talking about competition, that's what today's episode is about. So we have an international graduate. They have a bachelor's degree, and they want to know, how do they be competitive, right? They just learned English not too long ago. Now, they speak it well, they write it well, but it's not as well as they like, right? And they're worrying about how they can be competitive. Now, I instantly put myself in that person's shoes, and, you know, that'll be a very, very tough situation. Very, very tough, right? So I understand the feelings. I understand exactly how you feel at that moment. What I do want you to realize is this. For one, the odds are in your favor. What's that, the Hunger Games? The odds are in your favor, especially now in the United States. Diversity is the key to the success of a lot of companies, right? companies are building around diversity. They're looking for diversity. That's exactly what they want. You're in a position to succeed because companies are actively looking for you, right? So keep that in your mind. So don't think you're at a disadvantage because you're coming from another country and you feel like you're not as sharp as someone who's lived there, who's lived here all of their lives, right? Don't feel like you have to be that because, as I mentioned, companies are looking for you, right? So you have to position yourself to be there in front of them. Now, how exactly do you do that? You do that with one, work experience. What does your work experience look like? Not only that, but what are you doing to get more work experience, right? Are you looking at freelance opportunities on Upwork.com? Are you learning something new on Udemy.com, right? And applying that and learning a new skill, right? Are you going above and beyond? You have to think about those things as well because you may want more experience. You're a recent graduate. You probably don't have much experience. You don't have to wait for a company to hire you. You don't have to wait, right? You can go out and get the experience. Remember, we talked about the information age. That's what this is about, right? So you can go out and get that information. So go out, make sure you get it. And when you get it, apply it. You don't have to wait for a company to hire you. You can go on Udemy.com, learn how to do bookkeeping, and you can start bookkeeping on Upwork.com as a freelancer, getting real work experience as a contractor, working for yourself, right? Setting your own hours, putting yourself in that position, right? You don't have to wait for somebody to hire you based upon your resume. Granted, you can put your resume out, that's completely fine, but don't wait on anyone, right? You have to take it into your own hands. So make sure you do that. You have to make sure that you focus on the work experience and then make sure the resume is up to par. You guys know I got a free course, watchmegetsajobinterview.com. Make sure you check it out. It's a free course. It takes you all the way from job search to job offer, right? So just focus on those things and you'll have much more knowledge than you did before and you'll be more comfortable in your position to succeed because you will succeed. You will, right? Just go out there and put in the work. Okay, so again, just to recap really quickly. One, your work experience. Go out and get work experience because you probably have minimal. You're a recent graduate. Go out there, as I mentioned, learn a new skill. Or if you already have the skill, start to offer it. Right? So do that and start building your resume. It's not going to take you long. And employers are going to love that about you, that you went out and did it yourself. Right? They're going to love that about your personality. I'm telling you. And also, as I mentioned, you're an international student. Companies want diversity. They want it bad and they're looking for you already. So you're already in a position to succeed. And then next, the resume. Make sure you take my free course, watchmegetajobinterview.com. Okay. Make sure you take it. Make sure you get locked in and you're going to put yourself in a position to succeed. Seriously. I think you're in a good spot here. So no worries. And speaking about diversity, you know, we talked about diversity here and diversity and inclusion are essential to the Georgetown MBA experience that we talked about earlier, right? That's one of their two pillars, diversity and inclusion. Those are essential parts of the entire program, the entire experience. And from the gate, from that day one, you're going to interact with classmates who contribute to a variety of different professional, personal, and cultural perspectives, which will in turn help you learn and help you grow more, right? And then you're going to be in a position to give more and produce more for your employer, for yourself, because those are essentials, right? So make sure you come over to the Georgetown McDonald MBA program, right? Georgetown.com/MBA. Again, guys, Georgetown.com/MBA. Make sure you check it out. Put yourself in a position to succeed and remain competitive. Remember, remain competitive. Not negative, but positive. All right. All positive energy. Right. Let's end 2020 with a bang. Let's do it. I'm here by your side. Again, make sure you contact me. I don't care what questions you may have. Doesn't matter. I'm here to answer it. DayVonGoddard. Come over to LinkedIn. Come talk to me. I'm here. I really wish I had this platform when I was on the rise to things. I really, really wish I did. And you know, I appreciate you guys for coming along. Millions of you listen to this. I still don't know how, but I appreciate you guys. I really do. I'm here by your side. It's your boy, Dayvon. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.